The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. John Moore sitting in for Mr. Stattmiller here at the National Intelligence Report. And we got a caller on hold here from the last segment, and that would be Peter in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Let's get the rest of your comments here, Peter.
Yeah, okay. And so anyways, so they actually try to make things happen. I mean, Dick Cheney is the head mason, and or was the head mason here in North America. And if you read Revelations, if you go through it, and if you look at it through the eyes of modern times, as if you were seeing it through the eyes of a 14th century person, the sea of red, well, what would you call our debt? The stars falling from the sky, they're dropping like flies. There's rock stars and sports stars and everything dropping every day, and that's just the beginning in that part. So that's just the spiritual side of things. The down-to-earth side of things is this is what's happened. The Judeo-Masonic Empire has learned long ago how to use biological weapons. They see that they are failing, and they are very desperate. Hong Kong was their last stand. They invented the virus. They invented the vaccine. They vaccinated the Hong Kong protesters from Wuhan. They were sent to Hong Kong to protest, trying to get Hong Kong sick. They failed because the virus is a nothing burger. The vaccine causes such an overreaction in the immune system to those who have got the first engineered virus, kills them. All the protesters went running back to Wuhan, where they died horrible deaths, because their immune system overreacted. If you follow what's really going on and who is being affected and who has died and who is now only alive on Twitter or CGI, you would see that they are some of the most powerful, wealthiest, and influential men in the world. There's a lot happening with this.
There is.
Unfortunately,
you're right, Peter.
There's a lot happening.
My friend Mike Adams is doing a lot of good work on this. And there's a doctor, Sherry Tenpenny, has been putting out some good information about how these vaccines are going to kill people. You're absolutely right.
Well, and notice Israel's getting hit really, really, really hard. And look.
They are. And we just found out Tuesday, my guest Steve Bannon is he was born Jewish. He's now a Christian. But he said the leadership of Israel want to eliminate two-thirds of the Israelis, kill them off, and they're going to do that with the vaccines also.
Well, because it didn't work. Do you know what I mean? They have to go to... They're formulating a plan B, because a good percentage of us were supposed to be on our way out. Why do you think they bought islands all over the place? And why do you think all this nastiness is going over the island? Because finally, it's time, because it's over for them. And as Revelation says, he knows he's going down to the pit, and they're going to fight. And if
they are, they are.
What
they will
else
fight.
In the, remember something, and another thing, when it coming back to the elite. What in your history could ever make the Western money system completely shut itself down if normal, everyday Joes were under any kind of threat? The only time they care about how many people are dying is when not enough are dying. yet they've shut down their whole control grid, their whole system. Well, they've increased their control grid, but you know what I mean. Like, it's right. different. It's changed to such an extent that they are right. panicked. And not because we are under threat. It's because they have received divine justice. And
absolutely.
So,
yep.
And I also right. believe that the mass thing, the especially the draconian craziness that Canada's experiencing, I'm wondering if it's this weird kind of British Masonic morning ritual for our filthy queen. Have a good day.
I have no idea. But if you find out, let us know, Peter.
Well, I don't have a computer at home. I can only I can't listen to you, unfortunately. I only have to run down to the library and get podcasts. I won't have one of those in my home, nor a smartphone. And that's good okay. advice for anyone. Start talking face to face about what you're going to do. Bye bye.
Okay, Peter. Thank you for your call. Our next caller is let's see, Bruce in Texas. You got power, Bruce?
Hey, yeah, hey, good caller, that last one.
Right.
And I actually wrote that down, Judeo-Masonic Empire. That's a
right.
good tag.
I've never heard that term before. Well, you got a follow-up question or comment for us, Bruce?
Yes, I do. And you're talking about the battle for Texas independence. I think it's notable. All I've heard from the politicians here is that when they never, or the engineers even, the administrators of the power grid, they never thought that they would have such cold weather here in Texas. Well, the Santa Ana's marched north. As they crossed the Rio Grande, they encountered a blizzard, and there was strewn they suffered many deaths. And according to an account that I'm reading here, munition wagons and gun carriages carried those 2 weeks to march. Many died along the way, frozen. It was a terrible thing. So, you know, it's happened here before.
Right.
You know,
right.
if they knew their history in the middle of February, you know.
Right.
And when you mentioned Sam Houston, I kind of don't like him, just like you kind of suspect Trump in a way. His rivals for power here, Colonel Travis especially, they fled the United States to come to Texas to form their own country. Well, have you ever seen the movie Gone to Texas with Sam Elliott? It was made in the 1980s, I believe.
I'm going to make a note of that. I have not. Gone to Texas. Is it pretty good?
Go ahead and find it. It's very good. It's the only one I know of that actually shows Sam Houston being briefed by President Andrew Jackson to go to Texas and help them break away from Mexico. So Sam Houston from the onset was an agent of the United States.
Well,
that
doesn't surprise
known,
me.
No, he was an agent of the United States. And so he placed his political rivals there at the Alamo, meanwhile, Andrew Jackson decommissioned or discharged an entire unit of United States troops in Louisiana, and then they were just renamed a militia, volunteers, so the United States wouldn't be implicated. He sent them to San Jacinto River to set a trap for General Santa Anna. So essentially, he left his political rivals on the vine there in the Alamo to be slaughtered, and then when Santa Anna was captured, he wasn't executed. They were both 33-degree Masons, both Sam Houston and General Santa Anna. So he had them sign the treaty granting Texas independence, and then turn them over to the United States government, and the United States government released him to go back to Mexico.
Right.
So I find that whole situation very suspicious.
Well, it's an area I know a little bit about it, but I haven't read in detail. It is a fascinating area of history. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I wanted to put out there. All right.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Jack in Massachusetts. Good evening, Jack.
It's great to talk with you. I normally don't get to talk with you because I'm asleep during your hours because of the shift I work.
Okay.
During your normal show. But what I wanted to mention, something that I've been living with for 40 years and would never live without, and that is a portable kerosene wick heater. And I just can't express how significant they having a portable kerosene heater would be for all the people in
Texas and elsewhere. A lot of heat, and kerosene's gotten incredibly expensive, but they do put out a lot of good, nice, clean heat. Yep.
True. It's wildly expensive, but when it's crunch time, it'll keep your house warm. You can cook on them. They come in round ones that you can lift up and carry, the square ones.
Right.
And the round ones is the one I recommend. Many a year, we haven't had really bad winters up here for quite a while, but many a year I've had to break it out and keep the pipes from freezing, because if it gets so cold, all I'm doing is spending money just to keep the heat, the pipes from freezing. So
right.
I break out my kerosene heater, and they're fantastic. And the key or the secret to them, where kerosene heaters get a bad rap, is you have to light it outside. You take it outside, you light it, you let it get up to full temperature, then you bring it into the house.
Right.
And when you
right.
shut it down, you take it outside and you shut it down outside. Otherwise, people complain about the fumes, which is absolutely true. But if you light them outside and you shut them down outside, you know there's no problems with the fumes.
You're right, Jack. It's a great backup source of heat. Absolutely.
It's a survival, and if you're a prepper, and we all should be, you got to have one. And you have a 520 gallons of kerosene, and kerosene keeps for quite a while. You'll make it through any winter. And in addition to having one of these portable kerosene heaters, they make these USB fans that are phenomenal. And the brand is Opolar, O-P-O-L-A-R. These USB fans, I can't express how fantastic they are. On they get one USB charge on the low speed, which is what you would want if you just want to circulate the heat. One charge, it'd go for almost 24 hours on a low charge. And so I just wanted to throw that out there because kerosene gets a bad rap, but kerosene is the fuel of the gods because it is mixed to proportionally atmospheric oxygen plus kerosene. It burns absolutely pure and clean. I just would never live without a kerosene heater. So
okay.
All the people out there that are freezing, take that advice. And thanks
okay.
for your show, John.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Jack. Our next caller is Jason in Colorado. Good evening, Jason. Jason, you're on the air. Okay, we lost Jason. Our next caller is Jim in Brooklyn, New York. Good evening, Jim. Jim in Brooklyn. Okay, Jim's gone. And then we go to Douglas in Iowa. Good evening, Douglas.
Good evening. How are you doing, John Moore?
Well, good. What's your name, sir?
This is the first time I got to speak with you, but I've been a listener for years. Hey, I wanted to point out to that previous caller that he doesn't have to get you online. I get you on the telephone. I'm not online either. And what I do is I call alternative media. Got the number in front of you, right here in front of me, if you want to hear it.
Absolutely.
It's 1-641-741-2342. And then I'll repeat that here in a minute. But I wanted to remember, this morning I heard you talking to the professor, James McCanny, and he said he had smaller versions of his wing generator. And I was kind of wondering if you had any possible notion of how much one of those would cost.
Well,
of the smaller versions?
That's one of the first questions I have. The nature of these installations is that each one is different from any other one. So with the unique properties of each one, there's going to be a form at my website where you can order these things and get started, or I should say, in the ordering process. Professor McCanny can't give a quotation until the form is filled out and he knows the details about what the installation is going to involve. So I know people are anxious to hear about that, what the price is going to be, but that's just the nature of a custom installation like that, is he can't really give a quotation until he's got more details.
Right. So they all have to be uniquely designed to the particular individual they're going to be serving.
Exactly.
All right, I'll give out this number one more time. It's 1-641-741-2342.
And when you dial that, you'll hear Republic Broadcasting.
Right. Well, you'll get a choice of 15 different stations that you can punch in. And, and in the morning, you come on. You're in at Central Time. You come on at 7 o'clock now.
Right, right.
And I'm pretty sure now I think it comes on at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m.
Okay. Real good. Right, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Douglas. Our next caller is Pam in Michigan. Good evening, Pam.
Oh. Hi, John. Listen to you every morning. And there's been a couple of things I've wanted to call in about, and now's the time.
It is.
Yes, it is. There was a gentleman that called in earlier about the properties that burned. There is a program, a video called Planet Lockdown, and in it is Catherine Austin Fitz. And she put a whole new light on the reason why many of these properties were allowed to be set on fire in these riots. Might be worth your while to. She said specifically, these are areas that there are central banks, like nearby, like cities where there's central banks. And boy, that just puts a whole new light on why those properties might need to be burned down.
Absolutely. That's a very good point.
And if I remember correctly, years ago, in fact, it got my attention so bad, at the last election, 2016, I went down and what I saw going on in the campaigning, and I was a Democrat. I went down and I said, take my name off the rolls. And I had to sign a paper where I am no longer a voter. I was just so aggravated with what they've been doing. But years ago, I recall hearing or finding out through some avenue that our votes were being counted offshore. And that never made sense to me. Why would our voting be counted in some other country? Do you recall that at all?
Well, I don't recall that, but obviously it shouldn't be done. There should be no foreign involvement in our election process whatsoever.
Exactly.
That simply shouldn't.
Exactly. And my final point is, once again, seems like a few years ago, sometimes these little tidbits here and there, you know, kind of get a permanent place in the back of my brain somewhere, that China has been involved in our power plants, some of our power plants around the country. Are you aware of that? Do you know anything about that?
Well, there was one of the executive orders signed by the make-believe President Biden, gives the Chinese access to being involved with our power generating companies again. President Trump had got them out of that picture, but now they're back.
Oh, my God. Why on God's green earth? They're communists, that's why.
Right.
I just can't believe this is happening. But anyway. Anyway, those were the points I wanted to make, and thank you for your show in the morning. I listen every morning and say the pledge with you, as does my grandson, my 7-year-old grandson.
Well, good for him.
Say the pledge. Yep.
Good for him. Thank you for the call,
Pam.
Thank you
very much.
Bye. Okay. All right. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. John Moore sitting in for Mr. Statmiller here at the National Intelligence Report. Call number is 512-248-8252. Looks like our next caller is Dave in New York. Good evening, Dave.
Hello. Good evening, John. Good to talk to you tonight. I heard Peter's call. That was very interesting. I will comment that the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field. So we have the emergence of Fauci and Gates. These folks are very deceptive. Fauci is very smart, but very cunning. Gates as well. I had someone listen to that TED Talk where he mentions about vaccines, using vaccines and other things to reduce the world's population. They listened to the whole talk, and they conceptualized and rationalized that he wasn't talking about killing people with vaccines or sterilizing them. So they came away believing what they believed in the first place, that Gates was a good guy.
Amazing.
I think they did not look, well, this is a liberal person. They read the New York Times and post articles about the election with no information about the election fraud. You know, that's sort of a ridiculous mentality. You know, we try to wake people up, and it's a lot of effort. And sometimes it's a lot of effort, not even worth it. But I think we're getting somewhere here through a spouse. They listened to Judy Mikovits talking about with Dr. Mercola about vaccine problems. And they actually ordered to the library her book, Plague of Deception. So that's a big win, I think, when you get people to actually look and consider what is all alleged to be a conspiracy theory, you know, attempts to discredit. Now, you had mentioned that regarding the COVID deaths and things that it doesn't, you know, that the deaths are much lower, and they don't meet the pandemic requirements. What
the original pandemic?
Explain that a little bit to me. What your thinking is on the numbers and how that relates?
Well, there have been well documented evidence, real evidence, that they're taking anybody who dies from any reason and saying it's from COVID. One of the more well known ones is a guy in Florida died on a motorcycle accident. They said it was COVID. Last summer, the state of Washington admitted that all firearms deaths were being listed as COVID deaths.
Right.
What we're seeing is a foundation of sand. There's nothing we can count on when it comes to the government numbers. And for the people who don't know, what we're talking about is one of the parts that we're talking about is the word pandemic was changed. The meaning of it, what defined it, was changed
legal
in 2009.
Term.
The legal definition was changed in 2009. Dave, it was 2008. And we were talking about COVID-19, the word pandemic wouldn't be used because it doesn't raise to the level of being a what was called a pandemic in 2008. And everything else, all the emergency orders, the lockdowns, shutting down schools, closing businesses, locking people in these nursing homes where their relatives can't visit them, wearing masks, none of that could have took place unless they had an emergency declared. And they can't declare an emergency unless there's a pandemic first. So it all comes
right
from this false narrative that when they changed the definition of a pandemic, everything flows from that first. And we've been living a lie for a year now. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, what's the level required to call a pandemic? And obviously we know this is not the Black Plague. I mean, but what is the level? Because here, let me put this out there. There's an article that was on RBN recently, which helps explain another article which was misinterpreted. But what was a red flag? Okay, that article that was misinterpreted by many is that the CDC reduced their death numbers by 94%. Now, Dr. Scott Jensen was on September 15th, the Richard Carey show, and I had also talked on that show, and he made the exact same points I did, Table 3 of comorbidities did not say in it that the CDC reduced their death numbers. But many of us thought that was a red flag. Now this new article that's out goes into more detail about what you put on the front page and some more detail into this that needs to be examined. And they say that 1,600% that the COVID deaths could be inflated by 1,600%. That's 16-fold. If you divide 500,000 by 16, you get down to like 30,000 deaths.
Exactly.
Which the normal flu deaths are like 7,500 a year based on death certificate data. And that is information that came out of Jeremy Faust's study, and he published in Scientific American in April of last year. And I verified two of these numbers to the penny. But it's very difficult to extract that information. It's hidden on the CDC website.
By design. You want to hold on through the break here, Dave?
Yes, because they want to sell flu vaccines. So, you know,
Hold on, Dave. We got a break.
Down to 30,000.
Hold on, we got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. John Moore sitting in for Mr. Stettmiller here at the National Intelligence Report on Republic Broadcasting. My daily show is 7 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, and we got open lines at 512-248-8252. Dave, a year ago this week, I was on the Royal Caribbean in the Caribbean ocean there, enjoying very warm weather. And remember this. I want you to recall this, Dave, watching Chinese officials weld shut the doors of apartment buildings, having up barricades to protect villages from anybody coming in, watching a man walk down a street, healthy enough to ambulate, walk down a street, then he suddenly got so sick he falls down face first, bleeds out, and dies. And I'm sitting there on the Caribbean, Royal Caribbean cruise lines, I'm thinking, my goodness, this is something really, really dangerous. A month later, I'm asking the question live on the air, how come this isn't happening here? It was fear. They were generating fear. It was all a setup deal to make Americans fearful of what was coming. And it certainly got my attention. I made sure I had the protective equipment I needed for myself and my family, because if it was that dangerous, which it wasn't, of course, we had some serious problems. Then, of course, Dave, remember, not far from you, We had a hospital ship ready to take on 1,000 patients. We had a mass unit with tents set up in Central Park, none of which was used,
yes,
at least not by more than 8 or 10 people. Once again,
right.
How scary is it to set up tents in Central Park to take care of COVID patients? Fear on top of fear, wasn't it, sir?
Well, I think when I saw the guy fall over in China on the street by the turnstile or whatever it was, I said, okay, you know, I didn't see much detail. There was no report given on that, so I didn't know what to make of it. But in the subconscious mind, it makes a very big impression,
right,
as your Dr. Wilbur would say. And similarly, a doctor falling over while he was working on a patient in a Chinese hospital. I remember that one. I don't remember seeing any others. I do recall seeing huge smoke billowing over China, allegedly coming from these crematoriums, and they're building these portable crematoriums, and they're putting them there. Well, I mean, were they just merely doing a purge, getting rid of the people with a bad social score, or were all these people dying from something they were giving, including 5G? I don't know.
Or were they just burning diesel fuel? Maybe they're just burning diesel fuel.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of smoke.
Well,
some tires.
We don't honestly know. Right.
We don't. You're right. We don't.
There's one thing we do know, that there's autopsies being done showing significant lung damage in certain cases, and the cribriform plate where you sense of smell is damaged in other autopsies. There's a lot of information about that I'm not aware of. But what I'm saying is that when this thing gets into somebody and harms them, it's significant for that person. And we don't know the level of the percentage of people who are, we don't know the percentage of the numbers that's correct. We do know that Dr. Scott Jensen evaluated the entire Minnesota with his assistant and found that their CDC death certificates, 30% of those didn't have COVID-19 on them at all, or at least as the primary cause of death, but they were called COVID-19.
Right.
So there's obviously a level of fraud, which you had pointed out. We don't know. So my concern is that the people that were on stage with Trump on March 13th last year declaring the emergency, that was a Friday the 13th, by the way,
right.
All the people that weren't normally there and were there, I think they were in the Event 201 video playing a role in Event 201. I did. Go watch it. So it's crazy, and I don't want to.
And that was only, what, 5 months before that? It was the fall of 2019, right? What, October,
that was
November?
October, I believe. Yeah.
2019, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, dress rehearsal.
I don't want to unnecessarily fault Trump, but I can see that he allowed it to happen. He didn't get rid of Fauci. He had hydroxychloroquine as a solution. He also had ivermectin. He didn't use those, and he got warp speed going. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. There's so many people who look at as Trump is their savior. Trump is not my savior. Trump will do what he does, and if he comes back and does something significant, you still got to watch him. That's true of anybody. But in this time period, we see the government's going against the people. And we see Operation Deep Freeze, Dark Winter. I mean, Biden promised Dark Winter, and we just got it. That's the end of my comments, I think, points I want to make, Jack.
Dave, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Our next call,
yeah,
thank you, sir. Our next caller is James in Vancouver, Canada. Good evening, James.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Just following what the last caller said and other callers, I was teaching English as a second language to Chinese students that were coming back and forth from China in the fall of 2019, right up until March, when the lockdown happened, March 15th, that's the Ides of March.
Right.
And I saw no signs of any people, none of my class, none of my class was getting sick, and I was watching for that because I'd been hearing about this panic, right?
Right. Right.
And I couldn't see it up here. And we have a population of 450,000 Chinese people here out of a general population of 2.5 million. And there's nothing. There was nothing, and there's still nothing.
Well, before you get away, James, are your restaurants opening and for seating inside?
Yeah, you gotta go in with a mask, and when you get to the table, you get to take your mask off.
Well, that fools that you know, we got to fool that virus, because that virus knows it can't get you between once you get to your table. It can only get you when you're walking to the table. These viruses can be fooled, can't they?
Well, I'm living in a condo unit here with a couple hundred other people, and they've made it mandatory that when you walk in the common area in the back, in a park in the back, you got to have your mask on. Well, of course,
outside.
I wasn't wearing my mask.
Sorry? Outside. Outside.
I wasn't wearing my mask, and one of these people came out and, you know, started hammering me about this mask stuff, right? So... Yeah, you can go to the restaurants, but people are turning psychotic. And one of the things I want to, if I got the time to say it, is the difference between being up here in Canada and being down in the States is up in Canada here, everybody believes in the government, okay? Now, I know down in the States you got government too, but families take precedence more down there than they do up here. That's an observation I'd like to make.
Well, thank you for that observation. Appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you, James. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. We got open lines. I had a regular caller. This has been quite a while ago. I'm going to say at least maybe 6 or 8 years ago, maybe longer. He was up in Canada, not far from the Arctic Circle, very far north. And he was a regular caller that gave us a lot of great information about how to survive in 30, 40, 50 below temperatures. Everything changes. He died. The Canadian healthcare system killed this man. This man died of an abscessed tooth. How is that even possible? To die from an abscessed tooth. Now, here in the United States, I guess that could happen, but I think it's highly unlikely. But the Canadian healthcare system, he was a great guy. Everybody loved him. He had great information when he called in. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, when it gets 50 degrees below zero, everything changes. Everything changes. It was just when I got my tractor out this morning, it was 11 degrees, and there were some issues with it, but it ran okay once it got warmed up. But when it gets that cold, you better know what you're doing, or you're going to end up dead. I mean, these really extreme cold weathers will just flat kill you. We're finding out in Texas that the engineers did not do their homework, or maybe they knew and they just didn't want to spend the money. I was reading an article just now that the alternative power, wind and solar, is 25% of the Texas power grid capacity. Well, the solar panels are covered up with snow, and the wind turbines won't move when it gets this cold. The losing 25% of your capacity is massive. That's no small thing. They don't have enough residual excess built in to deal with the 25% loss, which is why several million Texans are out of power right now, including a number of people I know. I know a lot of people in Texas. It's a great state. I love Texas. Looks like we got, next we have Leela in Canada. I know Leela. Good evening, Leela.
Yeah, hi, John. Your comments about the Canadian healthcare system are very appropriate. Every time I hear Americans use Canada as though it's some kind of ideal role model with regard to public health care, I can tell you that I almost died from the roots of a tooth that was infected because the dentist himself, who was a drug addict, broke a molar and then covered it up with an artificial crown without even telling me.
Oh, my God.
That is, all of the healthcare system in Canada is profoundly corrupt. And a lot of the medical schools are to blame. They started with admitting less than competent people on the basis, it's the admission committees to all the professional schools that started.
Stop. The same things happen in American medical schools. A really bright, highly intelligent black American doctor, he won't have any black patients because there are the black, African Americans are fearful that they'll get a doctor who wasn't qualified to even be in medical school because of affirmative action. So the black doctors in America have all white patients. But go ahead, Leila.
Yeah, I mean, this notion of public health care, I have always maintained that public health care should only be applied to things that are infectious, legitimately infectious, not artificial creations like this pandemic. Only things that are legitimately infectious and can affect the public health overall should be taken out of taxpayer funds, because then you are protecting the public interest. However, when you have people who are getting 2 and 3 transplants and all the health care that is wasted on them when they're already close to 70 or 80, I mean, supposedly we're a culture of Christians. We're not afraid of death because we have life after death because we believe in God. We believe in what Jesus taught us, that there is resurrection after death if you live a good life. Yet everyone is trying so busily. And the one person that I know of who had a couple of transplants because he was a big wig in one of the political parties and ended up spending 2 months in the hospital just to regain his muscle strength while other people were denied access for legitimate health care. I mean, I can't even begin to describe how badly things have deteriorated in Canada since so-called free, in quotes, health care was instituted, and that is what attracted, as a magnet, all the parasites that have come to this part of the world to get the, quote, free health care and life extension so you can live forever and live free on taxpayers' money. That nonsense, well, I've always said that Canada is the dangerous backdoor to the U.S. If it's not too late, and I suspect it may be, the focus has been on the southern border. Americans should long, long ago have been looking to the north.
I agree, Leila.
I know you're enlightened, that you would be aware. Anyway, that's just one of the cautionary notes. The question, thing is, what do we do now? Is it too late?
Well,
do we
I
have
can't
the
comment.
Power?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a communist. You got a communist control of your country with Trudeau, just like we have a communist president here, or a communist controlled president, and a real communist for vice president.
Yeah. Oh, that woman. That woman is. I mean, she's. It's heartbreaking. It's truly heartbreaking to see what's happened, and the problem is they have. Now, because they had the advantage of pre-planning for centuries and have used all the countries around the U.S., I don't know whether it's possible, whether I hate to sound pessimistic and I really should stop because I don't want to discourage patriots from from doing whatever they can to take back control of their country and their lives. But
taking it back is going to begin at the county level. That's where it has to start.
At the local level, as you said earlier. Absolutely correct. Well, my prayers and best wishes for you all. Bye-bye.
Leila, thank you for your call. Okay, our next caller is Chris in Virginia. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello?
Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, just I'm here in Virginia, just out back chopping wood, getting ready for the ice storm we're getting, praying for Texas. Sent you guys a little donation today.
Well, good. We appreciate it here at Republic Broadcasting.
Well,
thank you, sir.
You don't know how much we appreciate you guys. Like she was saying, she doesn't have to worry about us giving up. We're not going to give up. And furthermore, it's going to be a conflict that's going to materialize in a way that we don't know yet how that's going to happen. But it's going to happen somehow. So, you know,
yep,
and Russia's passing
today.
Rush passing it out. Shed a big tear for old Rush today. Sad.
He was a very unique individual, and he helped the Patriot community and conservatives for decades. He did, really.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Just to let you know, we're okay, and God bless Texas, and we're praying, we're worrying about you guys down there, and we really want to have a sister in Oklahoma City. But, yeah, God bless. Well, good night.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for doing the show.
We appreciate the call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Well, it's all right.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tara Moore here, sitting in for Mr. Stettmiller on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 17th day of February. What a 2 hours this has been. My goodness. Lots of great calls, great callers from the United States and from Canada. My regular show, Monday through Friday, is 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time here at Republic Broadcasting. I'm pretty sure at this point The only person who's been here longer than myself is Mr. Stattmiller, and it's a privilege to sit in for him whenever the need comes up. And it's a privilege to be on Republic Broadcasting and talk to all you folks 5 days a week. My show is now 3 hours a day. It's a job. It's work. I mean, it really is work, believe it or not. It really is. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I'd much rather be a radio talk show host than be investigating murders. I had enough homicides to suit me the rest of my life. Murder work, you know, a murder case for most people is an hour and a half watching a movie or 1 hour watching a TV show. For me, a murder case is a year of my life. The typical homicide investigation takes about a year from start to finish, from the time I get the assignment until it goes to trial. As a homicide defense investigator, that's what I did. I was not with the police. No, I was a defense investigator. Police homicide investigation, typically, they're done pretty quickly, a few days, maybe a week or two. Obviously, cold cases are a whole different deal. I've worked some cold cases myself. That's another whole area of expertise into investigate a cold case homicide. But Republic Broadcasting is a community of people, men and women, all over the world, literally. On my show, we get calls from New Zealand. We get calls from Norway. We get calls from United Kingdom. Of course, lots from Canada, the English-speaking world primarily. It's a community of men and women who want knowledge and aren't afraid to seek knowledge and act on it. Men and women who actually own and read books. Most Americans don't own and read books. They don't. The listeners to the Republic Broadcasting do. That's a very, very special thing, that our audience is educated, that our audience owns and reads books. That's extraordinary in today's world. Believe it or not, it really is. Just about out of time here. I want to thank you all for your calls. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air at 0700 Central Time, exactly 12 hours and 3 minutes from now. Be back on the air doing a live broadcast. Our engineers have been great, pulling extra shifts, five, six, seven shifts, 8 hour shifts in a row. That's tough. There's no two ways about it. That's very tough. But they're keeping Republic Broadcasting on the air. And I'm grateful for that. And thanks, guys and gals, for doing that. It's tough. I've pulled those kind of shifts myself. I know exactly what you're going through. Keep the coffee flowing. That's it. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive evening. And God bless America.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.